Rod Rebar.
I need to speak with Keith Wright.
This is Keith Wright.
Keith, my name is R.D. Mercer. I live over here in Broken Arrow. We had a contractor, Lloyd Dobbins, put in a cement driveway for us. And he used y'all's rebar. And that damn thing cracked on us, and he said it's bad rebar that done it.
Well, hell, I wouldn't blame him for that.
Well, he said it's defective down there, and that ain't the worst of it. That we had a big crack come in it. My wife, Sharon Jean, was out there last night in some flip-flops. She's a pretty heavy woman. And my kids, I got a stepdaughter, Letitia, and a little boy named Raymond, and they sold Bibles, full-color Bibles, door-to-door, and made a bunch of money, and they bought them a couple of breeding minks. And she was out there pretty fond of them. She had the male out there yesterday, and she had him on a leash and was walking it and tripped on her flip-flops on that big hunk of driveway that was out there, and she fell on that little fella and squished him. She snapped that little thing's neck, slicking too. He's dead in a doornail out there.
Her or the mink?
No, the mink. We weren't worried. She'd bounce right up. Well, it ain't very funny, because I guarantee I got two kids over here whining and crying because they done spent all their money on them minks. It's dead right now.
Yeah.
Male is dead, and we ain't good. Female breeding mink ain't good without a male.
That's true.
Yeah.
One mink ain't much good, is
that's
it?
That's right. They was pretty fond of him. They named him after Letitia's favorite rock star. They named it Nugent.
Nugent?
Yeah, down there. So what I got about $300 worth of mink I need to take care of, and I called a contractor, and he said it's y'all's fault because you sold us bad rebar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
I need to come by your place today and get a check for about $300, and that's just the cost to replace the mink there, Keith. It ain't, you know, cost of what we might made if we'd have breeded them.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you better go right on to Sheffield Steel over there. That's where I probably bought it at.
Do what?
Sheffield Steel.
I'm coming to your place.
You better go on to Sand Springs, because I'm just a middleman in this deal.
Well, I tell you what, you sold in the rebar, didn't you?
Hell, I have no idea.
Well, how about we just give me $200 for that, mate? I'll just call it even with $200 if I don't have to go through nothing.
I'd have cash, too, wouldn't you?
Well, I'd take a check from you, a business check.
Yeah,
how about I just come down there and whoop your ass if you don't give it to me?
Well, I guess you just better come on down here.
Well, I guarantee how big an old boy are you?
Well, probably about 275 now. I lost a little bit. It was about 285, and I lost a little bit.
Well, somebody else whoop it off of you?
Yeah,
Well, you're just selling rebar. It just don't matter where you buy it, and you just sell it to anybody down there, and they've cracked driveways, and it ain't your fault. You think you're done with it after that? Well, it ain't the case. It ain't the case. I'm going to play about a five-knuckle tap dance on your forehead. What's getting ready to happen? So $200, could I come by there and get cash or check, business check?
You serious?
Damn right I'm serious. I got a dead mink out there in the driveway. And it's all cause of the cracked driveway and a bad rebar on it.
Oh, somebody's shooting you a bunch of
I guarantee you they ain't.
Who
huh?
Did they done this?
And said that you done it. Did you sold the rebar to Lloyd Dobbins, a contractor.
Who's
and put
Lloyd
my,
Dobbins?
He's a contractor to put my driveway in.
I ain't never heard of Lloyd Dobbins.
Well, by God, he's heard of you. That's where he bought his rebar.
Well,
bad rebar.
Yeah, I never heard of him. I never heard of him.
Well, I guarantee you he's heard of you, and he told me to call you
well,
to get the money out of him.
Putting everything and stuff to listen to somebody. I know Lloyd Dobbins.
You ever had an ass whooping?
Maybe, I had several of them.
Maybe a good ass whooping make you remember Lloyd's name.
That might do it.
I guarantee you, and I got a bunch of kids down here just done tore it up about this dead mink, and I ain't got no money from it.
Well, I can't have, buddy, I sell rebar all over the country and everything. I've never heard such a mess.
I tell you what, why don't I just pull two parading kids out there in front of your business crying up a storm and a big sign says this fella sells bad rebar and killed my little mink. And I tell you what,
how could bad rebar take and mess up your driveway if they didn't pour it right or did like the rebar ain't got, just because I sell rebar tap jack and
there's
other lens and everybody else sells rebar too, but if it ain't put in right, it don't take and hold it. I got no deal. If the concrete was bad, who said the concrete wasn't bad?
Well, he said it wasn't bad.
Well,
Lloyd knows concrete.
Let's let him off the hook.
Maybe we should.
Rod Rebar.
Listen, I tell you what, you know, I already had a couple of customers for them mink products. We was going to sell hat bands to Rocky Bowen and Robert Eller.
Okay.
And they'd ordered about a half dozen apiece on it.
Hell, they ought to have a bunch of them.
This is Phil and Brent and Roy Mercer. You don't sell no bad rebar, do you?
Never heard such in my life.
Do you know Rocky?
Yeah.
Is he a good friend of yours?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He was?
Steel?
He was.
Yeah. Well, they thought it might be a good idea to, you know, to just call and pull your leg a little bit.
You got to pull pretty hard, because that there, in this business, you hear about everything, and that there was taking the cake.
Yeah, that was a pretty long way to go,
that,
wasn't it?
I've heard a lot of
Yeah, this bullet had your name on it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, boy, how lucky can a man get?